This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Ryan Rauschenberger, the tax commissioner for North Dakota.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.
My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, thanks you for another amazing summer. As we gear up for fall, Sample Auto Sales invites you to stop in and see their selection of back-to-school or back-to-work vehicles, work trucks, light and heavy-duty, plus cars, SUVs, minivans, and more. As always, see most of their inventory online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up, 701-573-7875, or stop in and drink their coffee. Sample Auto Sales really appreciates your patronage.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with the North Dakota Tax Commissioner, Ryan Rauschenberger.
Office of Management Budget has talked about compared to forecast. We have not been meeting our mark quite on sales tax, but that's for a number of reasons. One would just be some decreased rig activity, like I mentioned. We're down a lot, about 65 rigs right now. We're 100 below, at least, from what we were last year. But also, the Bakken premium on a lot of the parts, the property that goes into these wells, the drill bits, the drill pipe, all of that has come down in price, and that's part of the sales tax base. So I call it kind of like almost like a hyperdeflation when you think about the products that are going into all these well sites. You know, we had such an inflation of prices when the Bakken came into play that now that things have leveled off and prices have come down, so have the input prices. You know, mention all that frac sand, all that proppant that goes in the ground. That's all taxable. The millions of pounds per well that goes into the ground, that's all taxable. The rigs, everything you see on the well site is taxable.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ryan Rauschenberger, the North Dakota Tax Commissioner, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, radio affiliates, online news services, and other media distribution points, as well as Sample Auto Sales out of Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com. And Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Visit kidsincapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies with the Mondak Oilfield Review. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.